Okay, welcome to Politically Crowded. My name is Tony Haslidge. I am your host for today, and let me introduce the panel. First off, to my left is Aaron Raleigh, president of Pride.
Hi.
On my right is Jeremy Hudgens, the Duck DJ.
How you doing?
And in front of me is Nate Oberall, the Senate UP representative.
Howdy.
Okay. And before we continue, I'm going to basically tell you that the opinions said here are the opinions of the panel and not that of the station nor the station's owners. As you may have heard, we're having private conversations that we won't go into detail. But needless to say, Candace likes man underwear. I don't know.
Wait, I thought that it was you that liked to have sex in flannel.
Oh. No, that was me.
Oh.
I like to have it with my socks on.
I stayed out of it.
He just likes to watch.
On next time. That's
you know what?
I do.
I was almost going to do that one time, but then I felt really bad. She's like, are you going to take that off? And I'm like,
There goes the protection. Anyway.
Oh,
why? Super Bowl.
Now the lesson.
Yeah, that's a good lesson for you kids that aren't supposed to be listening. Anyways, so we had a poll.
Well, I'm not the Motor City Madman, but I am the Madman.
So we had a poll, and after dancing upon it, we decided that we're gonna. We have decided that our opening topic will be clothes worn during. Okay. Clothes worn during sex. So, you know, this we're not going to take forever on this topic, obviously, because this is a bit of a heated topic.
But it's one of those.
Always wear a condom.
Yes, always wear a condom.
Always wear a condom.
Yes.
Okay, so.
My club gives them out for free if you want some. We have plenty.
Actually speaking of which.
I'll get you some.
Best sexy lingerie.
Well, you know what? I do have a date on Valentine's Day, so maybe.
No, we just got finished recording another episode, and the end topic was worst Valentine's dates ever. And we're not going to get back into that, but for the gist of it, most of us here have dates for Valentine's Day, which is probably a record in this room.
Yeah, I think so. For me, definitely.
Yeah, no jokes.
So we're going to start with basically Jeremy disclosed he wears socks and a hat.
No, I don't.
Well,
I've never worn a hat.
Even to wear a hat.
Yeah, Aaron encouraged me.
Used to wear a hat, and I think it was actually kind of sexy. So I think you should wear a hat. I think.
Actually, I'm thinking next girl, she should wear a hat. Maybe that'll be interesting.
And we just talked about how sexy your flannel is.
Oh yeah, I'm a fan of the flannel.
Oh my God,
it's my security jacket, of course, because of a Muslim.
You know what? That would be so funny though, because I just. If anybody doesn't know Tony, every place we go, he's got to have a flannel. Now, there are a select few times that he's not worn one. But...
That you know.
But you know Anthony's walking around
I don't
when
wear
you
one
see
one
somebody in a flannel. Now, that goes the same thing with my keys in my hat. I always got the keys jingling, and I've always got a hat on. And so, I mean, that's me.
Anthony wore flannel to the induction ceremony.
Yes, you did.
I got a new jacket top, so I have actually a full suit, but jacket, you know, which I wore to the graduation last year. So, you know,
right,
and I lost about 35 pounds, so I actually fit very nicely in it. Thank you.
Wow. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, my doctor said that too. He was like, oh, God, you're the only patient I ever had who has actually lost weight. I'm like, maybe you're just not a good doctor. I haven't seen him since. Anyways,
That's probably a wise choice.
I'm a fan of socks, simply because my feet get cold. I mean, I'm totally uncovered, and I'm one of those guys who, you know, needs to feel like he isn't totally naked. And after 3 hours, my back starts cramping up. I like to feel a little warmth, you know, because you're kind of dried. And
3 hours, huh?
Yeah, I actually, my leg cramped up so bad. Oh my God!
I have a story about
had a
3 hours. That's off topic, though.
Six different positions, 3 hours, only
Ooh.
One break.
Oh my!
Oh, I beat you! 3 hours, no break.
I had to have a break. I had to go pee. Otherwise, there was going to be a problem.
We will have to edit that out.
I'm glad I'm a lesbian.
Hey, everybody, you know, everybody urinates. Okay, how's that book go?
But did you go?
Everybody goes poo. Hold on. Everybody goes poo. Everybody, nobody goes poo except you, and that is pure contrary to evil coming out of you.
You know? Then it was a pee hard on.
Those
suck, dude.
I just got finished drinking. We had dinner and things.
Hey, you don't know what us guys go through sometimes.
It could have been worse.
Getting up in the morning sometimes and trying to go pee.
We had some salad and roughage previous.
Salad?
Yeah, I'm part of the dinner we had. Basically, she
that sounds like a show topic.
She let out some gas, and it was a turn. Basically, that was when we had to take the break because really I couldn't.
You were probably laughing.
I was like, oh my god. Maybe we should have had the salad. Maybe we should have gotten those carbohydrates, but.
What way did he have on the salad? Croutons.
We had croutons. It was a full salad, man. We had spaghetti with meatballs and more in the salad.
Okay.
Some wine, you know.
That explains it.
I drank like a half bottle myself. That's probably why I had to go pee. So, anyways, you
pee
get wasted.
Pee before sex.
Yeah, that's the lesson I learned. Pee
yeah,
before
and
sex.
Condom.
Yeah, condom wasn't a problem. Condom was right there. Condom was right there.
You
have to
have
well, you can fill up the
cotton. I never thought of that.
I did.
Wow, it's a diaper for your dinghy.
It's the next best thing to a colostomy bag, I guess. Okay.
What do you wear during sex, Amanda?
Cover your ears.
Amanda Ruse, the Vice President of the Senate, is actually behind in the studio per se. Working on the computer,
right
so
in
him.
The office. Please let's not stay behind right now.
All right.
Okay. Anybody for the computer? Yes, the topic
like
camera.
Me.
I think we continued the topic for a long while, but so we might move on.
Okay.
Let's move on.
We'll talk more about this after the show.
Yeah, because we can get really risque here.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, we'll change the pace to something totally humorous.
I'll say this right now, Mark, while you're editing this, how about after the conclusion of the show, you play that song?
Yeah.
It's just like seven minutes. I mean, then you can play the ID.
Or add it in somewhere in the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but,
where's pause?
Good question.
I'll get to this. Well, you know, keep it running then. That way we don't have to break it up because we have.
This thing needs a new battery soon.
How do you know that?
This has a battery power?
Oh, it has one thing on it. Wow, it really is sensitive. It's picking up. Okay, you know, Mark, if you edit this or whoever edits this, remember to cut all this jibber jabber.
Cut the jibber jabber!
Okay.
Mr. T want his breakfast.
Mr. T was on something I watched yesterday. What was it? Oh, not another T movie. That was retarded, by the way.
And then, of course, it's supposed to.
Yeah, but it was great when she was trying to play with herself, and her dad came in. She's like, oh, and then it started vibrating in between the sheets.
And then
edit that.
And then there's also the Tom Tom service that Mr. T is voicing.
Yay.
As well. Stick right turn, fool.
Okay. Okay, 5, 4.
And I'll never forget in like the Pee Wee movie when he has like a bowl of Mr. T cereal, it's a little T shaped.
That was an awesome cereal, but I'm trying to get out of commercial here. 5, 4. And if they don't edit this episode, the commercial break was funny. Okay.
Get all that stuff out. Wow. I am soon to be vice president, though, so I'm really happy. You know,
he's optimistic to an extreme.
Oh, whatever.
Like, I'm soon to be vice president of Senate, but yet they just sent out 500 emails or 500 letters, I should say, to students saying, hey, your grade has the minimum requirement to run for office. Please run for office. Don't let
I'm
the people
sure
who currently in office
that.
Keep their jobs.
Yeah, well,
I'm not sure
well,
I got that email, but I know that my GPA is...
No, it's actually a letter they're sending out.
Yeah, my only competition is a lazy person that don't do the job, and I'm taking that over as of now. So, yeah, good luck to them.
Yeah.
All right, no animosity.
Oh, my.
Yeah, no, my...
Eddie!
Oh, the sex was great, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Eddie.
The sad thing is I'm thinking of a former colleague of ours who wore kilts.
Yeah, but he made kilts at least look cool, and he had a package to substantiate that, but...
You knew about his package?
Oh, my God, how did you not know his package? My God, the guy was going like this.
Oh, my God.
Basically...
Oh, my God.
Vanna White turning the letters with his own package, okay?
Right, man, checking out other straight men's packages.
You can't help. It is like watching. Like, you can't turn away. It's like watching a car accident. It's like watching the Titanic sink. It's like. Oh my
God! Breaking that into a song.
Oh my God! Nobody wants to watch that. It's like Dolly Parton. You can't stop looking.
Let them look.
Pam Anderson, you know.
Oh my.
Let them touch those things.